The state trial of Terry Nichols began today in McAlester, Oklahoma. Nichols is already serving a life sentence on federal convictions for his role in the 1995 bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City that killed 168 people. Prosecutors in Oklahoma are seeking the death penalty. NPR's Wade Goodwin was in McAlester today. Wade, opening statements were delayed this morning. What happened there?
Well, we were all assembled in the courtroom, Oklahoma City bombing victim survivors, the media, spectators. 9 o'clock comes and goes, and at 9:45, another one of the reporters leans over to me and says, "I bet they're having a problem with the jury." Sure enough, 20 minutes later, Judge Stephen Taylor comes in, and he's so angry, he's practically got steam coming out of his ears, and tells the courtroom that two members of the jury and one alternate are related to an assistant district attorney who worked on the case, helping the prosecution pick the jury pool, and that prosecutors kept this information from him until after the jury was finalized. Judge Stevens refused the defense request to dismiss this case. He did obviously excuse the two jurors and one alternate, and called the state's conduct inexcusable.
Now, once they cleared all of that up, both sides did eventually make their opening arguments. What do they have to say?
Well, the prosecution is essentially retrying the case presented 7 years ago by the Justice Department. They're going to allege that Terry Nichols and Timothy McVeigh, hand in hand, worked together. They bought the fertilizer used to make the truck bomb, that Nichols helped McVeigh stash his getaway car in Oklahoma City, and finally that Nichols helped McVeigh build the bomb the day before the explosion. The defense is going to argue, it's going to portray Terry Nichols as kind of being coerced by McVeigh into being his friends. They're going to say Nichols never knew about the plot, and they're going to point to Michael Fortier. Fortier was McVeigh's good friend from Kingman, Arizona, and he and his wife did know about the bombing plot. Lori Fortier helped McVeigh get a fake ID that he used to rent the Ryder rental truck. And the defense is going to present evidence that will suggest that an Aryan Nations group in Oklahoma were co-conspirators. Remember John Doe number two? The defense is going to argue that the FBI ignored these trails of evidence to focus on McVeigh and Nichols because they had those cases wrapped up with a bow.
Wade, there's been some debate over whether Nichols can get a fair trial there in Oklahoma.
Well, 2 weeks ago, one of the prospective jurors in the jury pool said she overheard several of the others in the jury pool talking about how they planned to lie to the judge to say whatever they needed to say to get on the jury. This woman said she heard the prospective jurors say their minds were already made up that Terry Nichols was guilty. Obviously, the judge believes he has now assembled an impartial jury pool, but this could become an issue on appeal should Nichols be convicted.
Thank you, Wade.
Thank you.
NPR's Wade Goodwin covering the state trial of Terry Nichols in McAlester, Oklahoma.